Yo, FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 59 degrees on this Thursday morning, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government today reports on economic growth during April, May, and June. This after Wall Street's worst day in 2 years on Wednesday.
Stocks went into a free fall a day after Tesla and Alphabet, Google's parent company, had their worst day since 2022. Analysts say the drop was inevitable, with big tech stocks getting too expensive on the market's latest run. There were other factors, including economic data and the upcoming presidential election, which could impact the market for months to come.
ABC's Daria Albinger, about to be released after 33 years in Missouri prison for a 1990 murder he always maintained he did not commit. The state Supreme Court ordered Christopher Dunn to remain in custody while the Missouri Attorney General appeals a court order he be released because of new evidence. The Senate Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees will hold a joint hearing next Tuesday on the Trump assassination attempt. This is ABC News. Following the recall of 390,000 BMWs for an airbag issue, the automaker announced another recall.
BMW is recalling nearly 300,000 vehicles because of a higher risk of injuries during rear crashes. The recall impacts some 2018 to 2023 models of the BMW 3 Series. BMW confirms they knew about an extreme rear crash from 2 years ago. Owners are expected to be notified by the end of this August. To fix the issue, BMW will replace the bolts that attach to the rear cargo rails. Zoreen Shah, ABC News, Washington.
Once on the brink of extinction, the California condor has made quite the comeback. The Los Angeles Zoo says there are now 560 of the iconic and endangered birds, more than half living in the wild. And the zoo reports a record 17 chicks hatched during this year's breeding season. With wings spanning almost 10 feet, the condor is the largest land bird in North America. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, mostly sunny and a high of 80. It should be very nice. Winds are becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear and a low of 56. Friday, sunshine continues and warm conditions, a high of 82. Saturday, 86, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, turning muggy. Sunday, 86 with isolated showers or thunderstorms, which could turn to more numerous late at night Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, after a high yesterday of 76 and a midnight mark of 63, we're at 59 degrees. Today is Thursday, July 25th, and it's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
pauper, or you might be a prince.
You might have great wisdom, or only common sense.
You might be rich and famous, or a complete unknown.
But there's one thing for certain, when our Maker calls us home, when he hands out the halos, one size fits all. When you get your crown of glory, it won't be big or small. Your statue on earth won't measure your worth. In his eyes, one size fits all.
You might walk a hard road or live on easy street.
Live from hand to mouth or have diamonds at your feet.
Yeah, you might have had a little, I thought you had it all.
But the scales balance out when we meet our maker's call.
When he hands out the halos, one size fits all. When you get your crown of glory, it won't be big or small. Your statue on earth won't measure your worth. In his eyes, one size fits all. When he hands out the halos, one size fits all. When you get your crown of glory, it won't be big or small. Your statue on earth won't measure your worth. In his eyes, one size fits all. In his eyes, one size fits
Statler Brothers on WRCO and One Size Fits All as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Maggie Rose sang her national anthem, ushering in another great day here in southwest Wisconsin. Phil Nee with you and all the way down the trail from Sextonville. Things doing well there. Hopefully they are at your place too. There's a little bit of light fog out there today to deal with, but we've been pretty used to that, that's for sure. It was a nice win for the Brewers yesterday. We'll recap that in about 10 minutes or so. Looking back on that, looking ahead toward their next series as well. Well, good luck getting there today. Thanks for tuning in. 100.9 WRCO and WRCO.com. Let's get the chores going. This is Hank Thompson.
Here's to country music. I remember way back when. I'd tune in the Grand Ole Opry and hear the best there was back then. I'd listen to the fiddle, banjos and guitars, and what a thrill to hear the songs of those famous country stars. There was a hayride down in Shreveport, it wasn't all in Tennessee. There was a barn dance up in Chicago and the Big D Jamboree. There was Western Swing from Tulsa and the Hillbilly Hit Parade. And on the jukebox and the honky-tonks, well, that's all they ever played. Doc Houston had his hoedown to everyone's delight. And Wheeling, West Virginia aired it every Saturday night. You could hear it late in the evening. Just tune in your radio to one of those border stations from down in Mexico. Now way out west they claimed the best that there was on the country scene. Recording stars and fancy cars and on the silver screen. Rhinestone suits and hand-tooled boots, they sparkled on the stage. They'd pick and grin and pack a man, they were fans of every age. But now I dial and listen to music I'm not knowing, till some announcer tells me, well, that's country you're enjoying. Well, I'm so glad he told me. That eliminates my fears. I thought my radio was busted or something had happened to my ears. They say that things have got to change. That's the name of the game. They also say the more things change, the more they stay the same. So here's the Brazos Valley Boys to play it like we used to do. And here's to country music just for me and you. So here's to country music just for me and you.
I fall.
Classic Patsy Cline here on The Light in the Milk House Show. We remind you this morning, the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area today. All are welcome to pick up food bags in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30, and in Casanova from 12:30 until 1:30 near Alibi's Bar and Grill on East Main Street. The Walk with Grace Calendar Raffle Committee is asking all teams with raffle tickets not being sold to return them to the Grace office so teams waiting for tickets can pick them up. The Grace office is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains. And Dr. Christine Richards will talk about different ways to prevent pregnancy, including barrier methods, hormonal options, and surgical techniques during her presentation, Options for Contraception, tonight, starting at 7 at the Richland Center Democrats Building. All are welcome to this casual conversation, which is free and open to the public. Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition will be holding another event coming up on Friday, at the Blue River Community Building. If I go, I'll stand there with a puzzled look on my face. I'm not very good at puzzles anymore. I think some of that might be my trifocals. I'm having trouble spotting those edge pieces here. Here's Tommy Overstreet.
If love was your bottle of wine, would you try and buy it? Or if we were two tramps in the street, would you die in the fire? Yes, some people feel they can beg, borrow, steal, or fake. But the only people in love are the people who make it.
Babe, I can see that you got your own personal rainbow dream. You're searching for something, you got an idea what it looks like. And you're looking at me trying to see if we fit the picture. Well, I'm looking too, but there just ain't a rainbow inside. But I know something happens each time our lips come together. The sky is a-falling, the earth underneath starts to shake. It's a pretty good place to begin if we know where we're going. And I'm beginning to know love's a feeling that we'll have to pay. Yeah, if love was a bottle of wine, we'd be trying to buy. Or if we were two tramps in the street, we'd be dying to find it. Yeah, some people feel they can beg, borrow, steal, or fake it. But the only people in love are the people who make it. It all turn into rust. Or find it, lose it 2 dozen times in your lifetime. Or steal it and feel that love ain't a thing you can trust. Oh, the only way to have it around is to make it each night. And if love was a bottle of wine, we'd be trying to buy. Some people feel they can beg, borrow, steal, or fake it. But the only people in love are the people who make it. If love was a bottle of wine, we'd be trying to buy it. Or if we were two tramps in the street, we'd be dying
to find. Tommy Overstreet on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 59 degrees. Hometown Baseball from WRCO FM 100.9 hits the airwaves on Friday night. Sauk Prairie will take on Cazenovia in Night League Baseball. A seven-inning matchup which starts at 7:30. We'll have the coverage live from Cazenovia Memorial Park between the Twins and the Reds. Following the Hometown Baseball pregame show Friday night from WRCO Radio Sports.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage wishes you a great day, and they'll be closed on July 4th and July 6th as a reminder. J&J will be open July 5th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. William Contreras hit a tie-breaking double in the ninth inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Blake Perkins singled in the ninth, and then Contreras put Milwaukee on top one out later when he lined a double to left center, helping the National League Central leaders end a rough day on a winning note. Before the game, the Brewers placed Christian Yelich on the 10-day injured list because of inflammation in his lower back, and they were bracing for the possibility of him missing significant time this year. Reliever Bryce Wilson held Chicago to one run in four innings of work. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati and Atlanta postponed. Pittsburgh was a 5-0 winner against St. Louis. Cincinnati 9, Atlanta 4. San Diego 12-4 over Washington. San Francisco over the LA Dodgers 8-3. In the American League, Houston 8, Oakland 1. The Angels beat Seattle 2-1. Cleveland 2-1 over Detroit. Toronto 6, Tampa Bay 3. Texas 10-2 over the White Sox. Interleague action, Minnesota 5-4 over Philadelphia. Colorado beat Boston 20-7. Miami 6, Baltimore 3. The Mets 12-3 over the Yankees. And Arizona an 8-6 winner against Kansas City. Action continues today in the majors. The Brewers, however, have the day off before beginning a weekend series. Milwaukee, it seems like it's had a few more days off than they usually do this time of year. They'll open up a 3-game series at home Friday night against Miami. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
5:21 the time, Light in the Milk House. Patented aerobic polka workout and wake-up call is right now. You've tuned in at the right time. Here we go. There you go. Bow to your partner. There you go. The Steve Meisner Band and the Jump River Polka this morning here on the old Light in the Milk House show. We're headed toward a high of 80 degrees today, mostly sunny and basically a nice day for the next couple of days. 56 tonight. Sunshine continues tomorrow and 82. A bit warmer, 86 and more muggy by Saturday. And isolated bands of showers or thunderstorms will be happening again on Sunday, with a high of 86. Currently, we're at 59, the overnight low.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I've had one more. But now the whiskey ain't working anymore.
to hold. Now the whiskey ain't working anymore.
Thanks, sir.
I need one good honky tonk angel to turn my life around. That's reason enough for me to lay this old bottle down.
Found another, another you love better. You say you're gonna leave me, pack up and go. You don't wanna hurt me, but you just gotta help him. And how will I take it? You want to know. Face your conscience, I can face my pride. If you can live with it, I can live without it. 'Cause I did the only thing I could do, baby, I tried. Take your rings off without feeling kinda dirty. Can you really kiss him while you're wearing my name? Can you run your fingers all across his body without missing me a little and feeling ashamed?
If you can live with it, I can live without it.
If you can face your conscience, I can face my pride. If you can live with it, I can live without it. 'Cause I did.
Anderson on the Light in the Milk House show. Good morning. Time is 5:30. The fog, as it usually does now, this time of year is kind of really settled in. I thought it was lifting, and all of a sudden, bam, I look out the window, and I can't even see Ole the Cat or my mighty Pontiac Vibe. But right now, we're at 59 degrees, and the time is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield.
Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The latest Rural Main Street Index has declined for an 11th consecutive month. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says weak ag commodity prices and declining exports contributed to the weakness in the economy.
China, for example, their economy is just moving sideways to down, and of course that means they're buying less of our soybean and pork.
He tells Brownfield credit conditions are also tighter.
And of course higher interest rates, that's cutting into the ability of farmers to purchase new equipment and other factors that are pulling the overall economy down.
An agronomist says no matter where you are in the United States, it's probably time to apply fungicides. Brownfield's Larry Lee has this report from the Winfield United Research Facility in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Joe Rickard is a regional agronomist for Winfield United in Ohio, and he tells Brownfield farmers should be out protecting their bushels with a fungicide application.
With our higher humidity in most areas and a lot of higher temperatures, you're going to see disease start to develop here right around this pollination time.
Rickard says the timing of crop diseases may vary by region, but he's expecting more farmers will be finding trouble when they scout fields.
In the eastern Corn Belt, kind of upper Midwest area here within Wisconsin, you're going to see it's not if we have disease, but when we have disease.
Rickard says all agronomy is local, and farmers in the eastern Corn Belt might see different diseases than the upper Midwest, so farmers will be considering different fungicides and adjuvants. From the Winfield United Research Center in River Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The Senate Agriculture Committee has yet to mark up the new farm bill. Ranking member John Bozeman tells Brownfield there's not much time left before the November election, and it might take pressure from agriculture groups to get the markup.
Right now, we're just far apart, as is the House with the Senate framework.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said this week he's open to an informal pre-conference negotiation with the Senate, even though it's not a preferred option. Bozeman says that could be a reasonable solution.
We're in a situation now where things aren't quite like they have been before, and so maybe we need to think outside the box and do things a little bit differently.
Bozeman says in the Senate, nutrition and commodity title updates remain an issue, and when asked if he thinks it will be a 2025 farm bill, Bozeman says,
I hope not.
U.S. ethanol production declined slightly last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,095,000 barrels a day, down 11,000 on the week, but up 1,000 on the year. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aderson Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
A slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day mostly higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids actually didn't resurface. Asking prices were around $190 plus live in the south and still weren't established in the north. There was some light business reported in the south Tuesday, but not enough to establish an accurate price trend. Look for significant trade volume to develop over the balance of the week. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says there was a nice feeder offering this week with good demand on the moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 653 to 698 pounds, brought 273.50 to 296.50. Feeder steers, 814 to 834 pounds, brought 256.50 to 261.60. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 624 to 640 pounds, prompt $265 to $282. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 53 cents at $312.68. Select was 270 lower at $293.96. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a solid negotiated run. For the most part, processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts again Wednesday. While domestic demand for pork has been a concern, global demand for U.S. pork remains strong, and that's helping provide some price support. Hog weights have pulled back some again this week, but are still running well above year-ago levels, which means there is plenty of pork available. The industry is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 95 cents higher with a weighted average of 85.30. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.22 higher with a weighted average of 85.69. The Western Corn Belt was $1.33 higher with a weighted average of 85.69. Pork values closed higher, up $1.26 at 104.76. Hams, bellies, loins, and picnics were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 21,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were lower, waiting on widespread direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by stronger pork values, some higher cash business, and most contracts discount to the cash index. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Archie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Archie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Archie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to $6 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybean saw some profit taking, with August down 6.5 at 11.11 and September 11.5 lower at 10.60 and a quarter. Corn was up on short covering. September was a penny and a quarter higher at 403 and three quarters. December was up three quarters at 418. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were sharply lower, waiting for widespread direct business. August live was up 60 at 186.90. October was 15 higher at 186.27. August feeders were $1.62 lower at 257.12. And hogs were up on the firm midday pork and the higher open for the major direct markets. August lean was up 12 at 93.77. October hogs were 90 cents higher at 78.02. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The Baby Steps Approach to Regenerative Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers have enough risk on their plate in a normal year. Layering in new practices is something they tend to take slowly. Take regenerative agriculture. Belzoni, Mississippi farmer Bill Parks.
I'm a curious farmer. I like to know the why to a lot of things. And, you know, you can quickly get lost on Google and just these blogs and everything. And it was intriguing, interesting.
Parks took a typical approach to regenerative ag practices.
Start small and have a little faith and a little patience and just give it a try because you never know. It might work out. It's a trial and error thing. And all the farmers know that each year is not going to be the same. And so just giving it a try for soil health and ultimately growing my crop or all of the crops as efficiently as possible.
Parks offers a practical approach to learning more.
You know, if you're curious, my take would be just pull up and ask for a lot of these things. If you're curious how an operation runs or what a farmer's doing on there, you'll be astounded how many people just want to share your ideas. You have a lot of farmers, I guess the older generation, not accessible to social media, who's not up on that as of yet. And those are the ones that have the most knowledge of all, you know, because they've been doing it.
Tomorrow, an Illinois farmer shares his approach to regenerative ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is implementing mandatory bulk tank testing of all licensed dairy herds in the state as part of an effort to reduce the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza. The state veterinarian's executive order requires weekly milk tests to be collected by certified samplers, and positive dairies will be placed under quarantine. Officials say both the state's dairy and poultry industries have been severely impacted by the virus, and the mandatory testing is the next best step in protecting them. More than 3.2 million birds were depopulated this month in Colorado as part of spillover infections from dairy herds. HPAI has been confirmed in 47 Colorado dairy farms, the highest number in the U.S. of reported cases. Five cases of influenza A have also been confirmed in Colorado poultry and dairy farm workers. Dairies that don't comply will face civil penalties. Meanwhile, Nebraska is the latest state to require lactating dairy cattle to have a negative H5N1 test to participate in the state fair. According to state fair officials, animals must test negative for the virus within 7 days of arrival. Enhanced signage will also be posted throughout the fairgrounds, reminding the public to wash their hands. Officials say the milking parlor will remain open and dairy cattle competitions will continue as scheduled. There are currently no reports of a positive case of H5N1 in Nebraska. Cash dairy prices were higher Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange following a bullish milk production report. Dry whey up a penny at 54 cents, blocks up a penny at $1.94, barrels were up 1.5 cents at $1.97.5, butter up 1.5 at $3.09, and unfed dry milk also up 1.5 cents at $1.23.5. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
I highly recommend growers continue to scout their fields, look for those escapes, and do what they can to reduce those escapes. That might mean some mechanical tillage, pulling out those one or two stragglers that you see out in the field. Always great to start now, looking at what's working and what's not working, and start making those plans for next year It's an excellent recommendation. Reach out to your nearest BASF retailer to work with them to make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop. Again, the earlier we can start, the better plan that we can make, the better success that we're going to have going forward.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
Today's forecast calls for lots of sunshine, and it should be a really nice summer day, a high of 80 degrees, mainly clear tonight in southwest Wisconsin, and a low of 56. Tomorrow's sunshine continues, and a high of 82. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 63, it is 59 degrees. Good morning from the Light in the Mill Cow Show. That mowing grass thing is a full-time job these days.
Dry your big blue eyes day after day. Who's gonna jump when you say frog? Who's gonna bow and scrape after I've gone away? Who's gonna kiss you and who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna hold to your hand? Who's gonna chop your kindling wood after I've made new plans? Hey, who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna bring you your breakfast in bed? Who's gonna whisper goodnight? Who's gonna keep you warm as toast? Your puppy dog, when I'm a thing of the past. Hey, who's gonna mow your grass?
All my friends, a little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. My wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful. Sort of sang along, made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. We met the family for dinner at our home, drank some beer, watched the game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife, and my poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beauty. Michael in Iraq, that night and thought about the day and how my life was like a roller coaster ride. Ups and downs and crazy turns along the way. It'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. You can't really smile until you shed some tears. I could die today or I might live on for years. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life.
Beautiful life. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. We'll check out forecast details with our old buddy Tony Schumacher. That's straight ahead this morning. First of all, some solid gold Conway.
Play. Guitar play. Take me back to yesterday. Cotton growing in the field. Let me hear my mama calling. Look yonder, y'all is coming down.
On the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a big high-pressure system parked right over Wisconsin, bringing us very quiet weather conditions. Should be a beautiful summer day with sunshine pretty much from start to finish, light winds, and mild temperatures. Be sure to get out there and enjoy. Another great day coming up tomorrow, just a few degrees warmer. And then over the weekend, increasing south winds will pull in mild and humid air. In fact, dew points could climb up into the upper 60s by late Saturday, making it feel muggy. Sunday, there could be a spotty shower or thunderstorm during the day, but a higher chance of rain coming up late Sunday night and Monday, and that could bring us at least a half inch or so. Otherwise, some very warm and humid weather will likely stick around for most of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny and tranquil. High temperature close to 80, with wind becoming southeast at 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Some patchy fog possible. Low temperature about 56. Tomorrow, sunshine continues and warm with a high of 82. The wind southeast between 5 and 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, turning muggy. Lows in the upper 50s with highs around 86. South wind up to 15. The outlook for Sunday, variably cloudy and humid. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible during the day. Low 66 with a high of 86. Showers and storms more numerous later Sunday night, low 67. Monday, more clouds and sun and humid. Scattered showers and storms continuing, high 84. On Tuesday, a slight chance of a shower early, then partly sunny, very warm and muggy. Low 67 with a high of 89. And Wednesday, mixed skies, hot and humid. Chance of a thunderstorm by night. Low in the upper 60s with a high near 90. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. The fog has really settled in this morning. Our temperature is at 59 degrees. Yesterday's daytime high was a little cooler than the previous days. It was 76. The record high of 98 was first established in 1934 across the region and equaled in 2012. The record low goes back to 1959. It was 47. A year ago was a warm one, 89 for a high, and the low was 65. Sunset will happen at 8:32 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:45 for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. The fog has settled in. No precipitation today. And we're at 59.